call the June 14th Sussex County Council meeting to order. First thing on the agenda is the agenda. Mr. Baker?
Yes, I would suggest several changes. We could delete approval of the minutes and the executive session, and also conditional use 1896, which we will hear for on behalf of Timothy Miller, which we will repost and hear at a later time.
Okay.
Okay. So we won't hear it? Okay.
Okay. So the we will recommendations to amend the agenda by removing the approval of minutes, by removing executive session, and that we will take conditional use 1896 off the public hearing this afternoon. Anything else from council?
I'm just curious about the public may be here, maybe coming here to hear that, and how do you
handle that? It was posted wrong, right?
No, yes, there was a posting problem that was brought to our attention, and I know the applicant, and I know the applicant has been advised of this, and I think a neighbor, I know one or two interested neighbors mm-hmm. have also been advised by Mr. Link.
Okay, good, good.
We'll entertain a motion to amend the agenda.
I'll make a motion.
Second.
A motion second to approve the agenda as amended. Any question? We'll take the vote. Mr. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Correspondence, Mr. Rutt?
We have a letter from the Greater Milford Boys and Girls Club. This is directed to County Council. Your contributions to the Greater Milford Boys and Girls Club have been greatly appreciated. They have helped us sustain and cultivate programs that enhance the lives of countless young people. And now, in our efforts to determine how we can serve the broader community through fitness and recreation programs, we are asking that you make a contribution of a different kind. Enclosed is a survey designed to give us feedback we need to make sure the programs we develop are on target. Please complete and return it to us as soon as possible. A self-addressed stamped envelope is enclosed for your convenience. Thank you for all that you give, including your survey response. Best regard, Dorian Mendez Vaz, Executive Director. And that's all the correspondence.
Anyone from council have anything? Mr. Baker, Administrator's report, or board appointments, I'm sorry.
Yes, the first item we have is board appointments, and there are several openings and openings that, as of the end of this month, I believe, and for your consideration. I'll turn it over to Mr.
If someone Benson. Would be kind enough to make the motion, I would like to reappoint Shirley O'Neill as my appointee to the Library Advisory Board.
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion second to reappoint Shirley O'Neill to the Advisory Board for a 3-year term. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Anyone else have anything? Okay.
Okay. The next item is the administrator's report. And first item is Airport Advisory Committee, June 22nd. The Airport Advisory Committee will meet June 22nd at 7 p.m. at the West Complex in Georgetown. Attached is a copy of the agenda. Delmarva Chicken Festival reminder, as per the attached flyer, the Delmarva Chicken Festival will occur on June 17th and 18th at the Delmarva Christian High School in Georgetown. Various exhibits and programs are scheduled as noted. Allen Family Foods Incorporated. We were disappointed to learn that Allen Family Foods Incorporated has declared Chapter 11 bankruptcy and will be selling its facilities in Harbison and on Shipley Street in Seaford. These two facilities employ approximately 1,514 employees in Sussex County. We hope that the new owners of these facilities will retain the workforce. Stephanie Calloway, County Paramedic. June 17th will mark the 3-year anniversary of the passing of Stephanie Calloway. Ms. Calloway and a patient passed away during a tragic accident on June 17, 2008. Ms. Calloway was 31 years old and worked for 5 years as a county paramedic. We continue to keep Ms. Calloway and her family in our thoughts and prayers. And finally, Sussex County Library Advisory Board meeting will be held on Wednesday, June 15th at 10 a.m. in the conference room of the West Complex in Georgetown. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Baker. Mr. Godwin, let's have an update.
Mr. President, members of council, I have a few things to review with you this morning.
regarding the state legislature. The first, as you know, we have our bill introduced, House Bill 152, which would circumvent the necessity to retrain our assessors as appraisers. At least that was my assumption. I want to correct you on, make a correction for you on something. I had been instructed that this, the current state law, which is in Title 24, would require our county assessors to be retrained as appraisers, and that, as you know, there are two entirely different functions. In the committee hearing last Wednesday, the Sunset Committee heard this bill, and I was then informed that that is not what the law would require. The law would require our assessors to be trained and certified as assessors, not as appraisers. So that clarification causes us some pause in our support to have the law changed. At least I think it does, in my opinion. And I would like you, I would like your support to allow this bill to stay tabled until we can work out the details with those who have opposed us. They are the Council on Real Estate Appraisers and the Attorney General's Office, because they believe that the law is appropriate and that our assessors do need to be trained and certified as assessors, and that it'll take a three-year period to do that. That doesn't seem nearly as costly or contrary to our mode of operation as having them retrained in a skill that they wouldn't use. So if it's okay with you, I'm going to support the bill remaining tabled in committee until I have a chance to get all the details worked out with the real estate, the Council on Real Estate Appraisers and the Attorney General's Office to make sure that we're pursuing or not pursuing the right thing. Okay? That's House Bill 152. As you know, there has been a substitute offered for House Bill 101, which is the DelDOT bill. It's now House Substitute 1 for House Bill 101, and I explained that to you last week. It has been tabled as of June 1st, and it doesn't look as though that bill has a lot of support to be lifted from the table. So I'm just going to monitor that one and, of course, keep you apprised of any changes. There has been a little action on Senate Bill 64. This is the flooding bill. There's been an amendment offered, and I would just like to read you the synopsis of the amendment. The amendment seems to change the aggressive nature of this bill somewhat. This amendment eliminates the requirement that local governments adopt code changes or ordinances to meet minimum standards and identify specific membership of the Floodplain and Drainage Advisory Committee to include representatives from municipal and county governments. That was one of Mr. Wilson's objections, was that Senate Bill 64 would set up a committee, but they would all be appointed by either the governor or the secretary of DNREC. This amendment changes that so that we will have a seat on that committee. The amendment also includes a process by which local governments will assess their existing floodplain and drainage requirements with the assistance of DNREC if needed, and report their findings to DNREC. DNREC is required to compile those findings in a report and to review such report with the committee for input before it goes to the General Assembly. So we're back to where I thought that this amendment brings us back to where I thought this bill was going to originate, and that is to have a committee formed through the bill, and that this study committee would have representation from all walks of life, so to speak, and then those people would make a recommendation to the General Assembly for how to move this bill forward. So I believe this amendment does that. I would ask you to read the amendment in detail and let me know whether you agree with that opinion or not, because at this point in time, it looks like the bill is probably going to not move as quickly as I thought they were trying to move it. So please read the amendment and inform me as to whether or not we should oppose or take a neutral position or whatever.
Mr. President, I have a question on the procedure. I know that I have somebody here who wants to talk to us about that bill. It's representing a lot of people in Prime Hook Beach. Okay. Would that be appropriate to hear from her now, or should we wait till after the meeting?
Mr. Rupp?
I would wait until Mr. Godwin finishes his comments.
Well, yes. Okay. All right.
Okay,
good.
Yeah,
thanks.
Okay. I had also asked you to review House Bill 143 and just to read it and let me know whether we should take a position on it or not. I just want to remind you of that one. That is the violent crime funding bill. There's another bill that has not yet been introduced, but I wanted to review it with you. I gave it to you last week, and this bill refers to the State Planning Office and their role in establishing certain authorities with comprehensive plans. I'm pleased to tell you that the Director of State Planning, Connie Holland, and Dave Edgel are both here this morning to give us a much more detailed explanation of this bill.
Good.
Okay, Connie, would you come up, please? Better to get these things from the horse's mouth than through me.
That's a compliment.
Right. Thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for giving me this time this morning, and I'll make it short and sweet. David Edgel, one of my principal planners, is passing out the bill. We believe that with this red line bill, you will be able to understand it. I understand. I've been on the other side. I've been with the county government, and when you put a bill out like this and it says amend something and take something out, it's pretty hard to understand. So I'm here today to go through this bill with you. What this bill does do, it removes the Governor's Advisory Council on Planning, the LDAC, from the comprehensive plan process and reassigns its duties back to the Cabinet Committee on State Planning Issues. The rumor that I've heard that this puts a whole new Cabinet Committee together. It does not. This Cabinet Committee was put together under Governor Castle, actually used by Governor Carper. Governor Minner put together the Livable Delaware Advisory Committee. It was 17 members. Turned out to be extremely cumbersome and added an extra layer of bureaucracy that we are taking out. We are giving it back to the Cabinet Committee on State Planning Issues, which is your DENREC, DELDOT, housing, historic preservation, all the elements, all the components that are in your comprehensive plan. And quite frankly, I believe the counties, and I know Mr. Baker's not in favor of ever going through a comp plan again, I feel that with the Cabinet Committee, we will have worked with the Cabinet Committee secretaries all the way through your comp plan process, and by the time it goes to them, it should expedite the process and be much better. And that's the way it used to be when I was formerly over in Kent County, and I think it worked very well. So there's no new Cabinet Committee. Connie Holland will not be a Cabinet Committee secretary. I've heard that also. So it's not upgrading any positions. The Cabinet Committee on State Planning Issues, that's the Cabinet Committee I just explained to you, may grant an extension for submitting the comprehensive plan if requested at least 90 days ahead of time. Sussex County and Kent and Newcastle all needed extensions. When you read the letter of the law by the many smart attorneys that we have throughout the state, it wasn't really clear that the state had an ability to give an extension. And so therefore, we didn't want to make this process litigious where people would be suing. So we made sure that if Sussex County, Kent, or Newcastle need an extension, there was a venue to receive one. Then the annual report, I've heard this is a new requirement. Not at all. It's been in the law. I verified that this morning for 10 years. You do not need a consultant to do your annual report. Many, many, many of the local jurisdictions fill out the two-page form for annual reports. It's just what have you done this year. Are there any anything that results that come from that with the state? We can't come back and ding you or cause you any problems. That report simply is something that you should want to give to the state because it goes into our annual report to the governor to tell him the infrastructure that you need to keep your local jurisdiction moving. Also, we, in fact, have put the state strategies for policies and spending in there as the title because if you look at the code currently, it says that the Cabinet Committee must do a report. And that report was done under Dave Hugg, a previous director of planning for the state in 1999. And that was because people like Sussex County, Kent County, and Newcastle, and I happened to be at Kent County at that time, said, how in the world can we do comprehensive plans if we really don't know what the state, what their plan is, what the comp plan is for the state? So state strategies for policies and spending has been named in this bill. You need to know that it is a report that's compiled of your comprehensive plan and Newcastle's comprehensive plan and Kent County's comprehensive plan and the 57 municipalities. That's the base layer. So it's nothing new. The reason this legislation has been done is because it's clarification and cleanup. Many, many laws, you have to go through Title IX, Title 29, state, county, and local jurisdictions. So through the years, through the quality of life legislation, through Shaping Delaware's Futures, through the Livable Delaware, some things have gotten construed in the law where any good attorney could come in and say you haven't followed the process. So this is the reason for the bill. And I'm open to any questions. And we've handed out, David's handed out, a much more user-friendly, readable document. We also, I have a huge list. I spoke before the League of Local Governments. Brian Hall came down to speak to SCAT. We've spoke to the Delaware Realtors. We spoke to the Delaware Home Builders. We've spoken to the Committee of 100. We've spoken to every mayor that we can get a hold of, which is the majority of them. I think everyone on our list that we could possibly think of, we've done an outreach. So I'm open for any questions.
Well, then this cabinet committee, if I understand it, would review the plan and then make recommendations to the governor. Is that their function mostly?
What the process will remain the same. Actually, the process is within your local jurisdiction, and we have always had a checklist. We, the Office of State Planning, we have a checklist for the counties that comes completely out of Delaware Code. It's not arbitrary or capricious. It's not what Connie Holland thinks or Secretary of DENREC or whatever. It's completely out of code. One for the counties, one for local jurisdictions under 2,000 and one for over 2,000. We check the list. You go to the cabinet committee. I would give the report, as I always have, to the committee that Sussex County, Kent, or Newcastle, or any local jurisdiction have done their due diligence. And then it is forward to the governor for signature, but that truthfully is just ceremonial to make sure that you have it signed by the governor and show you've went through the process.
Okay, thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Any more questions, Ms. Holland? Thank you very much for coming down.
Okay.
Thank you.
If you have any more questions, please give me a buzz, because I understand from Mr. Maxwell that we would love Newcastle and Kent are on board with this, and we'd love to see Sussex County, because it will expedite your process. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Bonnie.
Thank you.
Connie, if you could, just a second. I read through the redlined copy that you sent us, which made it a lot easier to understand the bill and how it relates to current code, and I came up with just three quick questions that maybe you could answer. The first question I came up with was, it mentions on page 9, a cabinet committee will evaluate annual report in context of state goals and policies. Can you expand a little bit on how the state goals and policies interface with our goals and policies?
Well, your goals and policies.
Turn that mic around over there or something.
Your goals and policies are the same as ours in state strategy. So we would just make sure that that was in compliance. And the reason we added that was Kent County, there's actually a list in Delaware Code of these annual reports and what should be in it. And Sarah Kiefer, the planning director, wanted some clarification on that. So we wanted to be able to work through that scenario that you all, if you had some questions with it too, that we could clarify those issues. I'll stand with you.
You've answered the other two already.
Are
thanks.
Sure?
Yeah, the other one
you
was.
You want to get rid of me that quickly?
No.
Or I have money in the meter.
No. Page 10 was mentioned, a cabinet committee may prescribe format and guidelines for the county report.
It's already in there.
It's already in there.
And Sarah had some questions about that, mm-hmm. and our attorney said, well, let's make it applicable that you could go in and change that if you wanted to. Right now it's pretty well etched in stone, and if you as a county or if Sussex County or Newcastle really had a question about that or wanted it changed, we could go in and work with you and change that.
Okay. The only other thing that I noticed, which I think is really in favor of the counties, is that you would be the one who would sign off on all the municipal comp plans, but the governor signs off on the three county comp plans. However, as you said a minute ago, the governor's endorsement is not really necessary. It's county council's endorsement
yes.
that seals the comp plan as the Sussex County comp plan.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can adopt any comp plan without the certification of the state. It's better if you have it for, but
right.
you can do that.
I just want to mention those things. Thanks.
Thank you. Thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye. Okay, that's it for my report today. I just wanted to make sure that we got that clear on the state planning bill, because I have had a number of requests from legislators wanting to know whether or not we were okay with this bill, because I expect to see it introduced today or tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay, so we kind of wanted to get your feel on it. So until you give me some direction on that piece of legislation, I will just report back to you and not offer any opinions in the legislature.
Okay, well, the Cabinet Committee will be government people. I don't see any citizens on there.
Oh, I think there were. Let me see if I can find that. It spelled out who would be on the committee, I thought.
We do have citizen input.
Let me see if I can find that.
There's Connie. Maybe she can answer.
Mrs. Holland's still in the back of the room, Hal, if you would like to have her address.
Connie.
No public on the cabinet.
Okay. I'm sorry.
But let me elaborate on that. When we took this legislation through, and in the years that I've been in this business, what I've heard from the local jurisdictions is they don't really want it heard at the state level. You don't want your comprehensive plan heard at the state level for public comment. This is just what's been explained to me. Kent County, Milford, Odessa, Blades, the public hearing should be at the local level.
At the county.
Mm-hmm. So that's what happened with the LDAC. It had like 17 members on it. Everybody got in there. You know, you could have been in a wonderful situation, and then the public came in and caused you all kinds of furor, and the place to take those questions and answers and their concern are at your level with the Planning Commission and the Council.
But you're suggesting that the public was coming into those meetings of the 17. I think Joan is asking, is there anybody from the public part of the Cabinet Committee?
Right,
no.
On the board.
They're all Cabinet Secretaries. And by the time it gets to that, by the time our office takes it to that Cabinet Committee, you should have had all the public hearing. I mean, if you go by Delaware Code and the way it's been for years and years, you should have had that input already.
We did quite an extensive outreach to the public last time.
You did.
We had a number of, as a matter of fact, we had two rounds of public hearings.
You did.
The first were in each of the major cities in the county, and then there was a second layer of public hearings where, and it was requested by State Planning Office we do that. We went back for another round of public input in, I'll say, more rural settings.
Yeah, you went back and worked with maybe three towns in this district and three towns. You know, we went by each one of your districts.
It sounds good. Can I have a week to look at it? Expect to go?
We're going to get sponsors today. I know that many people, I'm going to put this out too, ask why this bill came out so late. The information was out 2 or 3 years ago that we had this issue, but Newcastle County is in the process of their comprehensive plan. They will be done their public hearings. They've been 8 months in public hearings. They will be ready for an LDAC meeting, which is a Livable Delaware Advisory Committee. We wanted to take that off the books because we didn't want the governor to have to appoint another LDAC and make it more, there was more layers of state bureaucracy on it. Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Connie. I appreciate your help.
No problem.
That's the end of my report, sir.
Okay, sir, thank you very much. You. Mrs. Deaver, you have your person here that wants to speak about the...
I have a person here who would like to...
May I make a comment?
Mr. Rutt.
In light of the fact that it's 10:30 and the hearings were scheduled to start at 10:15, there is a time at the end for additional business.
Okay, we'll
do
that.
We'll do that later.
That would be the better
way. We'll deal with that then.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Next thing on...